Now, your net control station this evening is KD8RTP. My name is John. Take check-ins for using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and 71. Please call in groups of three or four at a time. Are there any stations that are north of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KD8RTP.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Recognizes N8PVC, John. Are there any other stations in the northeast quadrant? Please call KD8RTP.
RTP, this is Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Acknowledges KD8YFW, Terry. Are there any other stations in the northeast quadrant wishing to check in? Please call KD8RTP. Move on to the southeast quadrant. Are there any stations which are south of I-70 and east of I-71, please call KD8RTP.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
KD8 Sierra Golf, Mike. W8SGM, Mike.
November 8, Yankee, Mike Tango.
Recognizes KD8SYT, Lynn. KB8YVI, Phil. W8SGM, Mike. N8YMT, Jay. Thank you for checking in. Are there any other stations in the southeast quadrant wishing to check in? Call KD8RTP. Move on to the southwest quadrant. Are there any stations that are south of I-70 and west of I-71 wishing to check in? Please call KD8RTP.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Mike November, KB8YMN, Mark.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Whiskey Delta 8, November, Victor November, Bob, New Rome.
Recognizes KB8YMN, Mark, W8RWR, Bob, and W8, I missed the suffix, Bob in New Rome. Please come back.
Whiskey Delta 8, November, Victor November, WD8NVN.
WD8NVN. Thank you, Bob. Thank you all for checking in. Are there any other stations in the southwest quadrant wishing to check in? Please call KD8RTP.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Thanks for checking in, Jim. KD8HVX. We'll move on to the northwest quadrant. Are there any stations that are north of I-70 and west of I-71 wishing to check in to the Wednesday night net? Please call KD8RTP.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, AD8CM, Marcel.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Whiskey X-Ray, this is Troy, Northwestern.
Net recognizes KD8CM, Marcel, and KE8. DWX, Troy, thank you for checking in. Are there any other stations in the northwest quadrant wishing to check in?
November 8, Sierra, Echo, Yankee, Sharon, N8SEY.
November Whiskey, my name is Brian.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, KWB.
Recognizes N8SEY, Sharon, KE8ANW, Brian, and K8OVP, Frank. Thank you for checking in. Are there any other stations in the Northwest Quadrant wishing to check in? Calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County. Wishing to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Please call KD8RTP. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Whiskey 8 Zulu Alpha Romeo, W8ZAR. Gregory, Delaware County.
At this time, I'll go back to the stations having Franklin County ARES announcements. I'll begin with CAL, KA8RLC.
Good evening, John. Good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming activity at this point. And as John said, on the 20th, we will have our in-person meeting. Saturday, the 23rd, is the spotter class at the OSU Fawcett Center. April 6th, we have the Ohio ARES conference up at OSU Marion. On April 17th, we'll have in-person meeting again. April 20th will be the bunny hop, and eventually, Brian, ANW, will have some words about that. And then April 27th is the Cap City Half Marathon. And hopefully for next week, or at least by the in-person time, I will have details and start the sign-up process on that. And with that, I will give it back to you, John. This is K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal. We'll move on to Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead.
Okay, John, thanks. Upcoming net reminder, March 13th, next Wednesday, KE8ANW. March 20th, as has been mentioned, the in-person. March 27th, W3CAN, GEM. And April 3rd, KD8ION, and that will be a simplex net. With that, we'll turn back to net. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Move on to Patrick, KD8ION.
Good evening, John, and good evening to the net. I just would like to thank everyone for their support of the Arnold Medical Team this past weekend. I think we everything that I've heard so far from the survey, hint, hint, reminder, fill out the survey, please, is mostly positive, and all the feedback that I've gotten from the leadership team, the non-hams, is fantastic. So they really appreciate our efforts during the weekend, before and after, as far as setup and tear down. You have the choice of going home right after you leave, but some people stuck around and helped us tear down, and we probably did it quicker this year than we ever have. We were not loading a box, 20-foot box truck in under 10 minutes. It's pretty amazing. But thanks to all those that stuck around and helped clean up the mess. That being said, there was one antenna that was missed somewhere. For those that are on the net and are familiar with the North Receive site, who may have potentially been at that helping tear down the site. The 8.5-foot dual band base station antenna was somehow misplaced. It's around somewhere, just got to track it down. It's probably at the convention center still. But if you have any knowledge or whereabouts of that antenna, that would be great. Give me a an email or a phone call. That would be fantastic. And, yeah, once again, please fill out the survey. I'll be reviewing those results and your feedback to understand where we potentially had issues this year so we improve next year. And on to the second thing that I would like to talk about, which is the Cap City Half Marathon. So in part, this opportunity presented itself because of our involvement in the Arnold medical team. Dr. Ben Bring is the medical director for the Cap City Half Marathon, and he and I spoke late last year and into this year, and asked him if he would like our assistance with the supporting his medical side of the marathon, and he said absolutely. So I had a quick meeting today with him and some other folks to kind of figure out what that's going to look like. Looks like we could use between about 15 and 20 volunteers. We're not going to be out on the course as much as supporting the main medical tents and providing vital communication between race director, medical director, other medical directors out in the med tents and some auxiliary functions as well. But I'll take any questions for the Arnold or Cap City. Yeah, so keep your ears tuned to that. More to come, as Cal mentioned, about sign up coming out and the exact numbers of how many people we need. That is April the 27th. It looks like it starts about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, so the typical marathon 5K time for start time and finishing up around noon or so. So more to come on that. And with that, thanks again on behalf of the Arnold leadership team, and turn it back to Nick Joel. This is KD8ION.
Thank you, Patrick. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations which have been missed earlier. Please call KD8RTP.
RWR query.
Go ahead.
W8RWR. I was just wondering, how do we fill out the survey, and is it for the merit, the 5K and 5K pumping run? W8RWR.
So, Bob, I sent that out, let's see, I think it was yesterday morning. It came out, it went out to everyone that signed up through the website, so, or through the web form. So you should have received a copy of that. If you didn't, let me know. But in it, there's a quick thank you note, and also at the bottom, there's a link that you can click on, and it goes through some questions, and one of the questions is, did you work a remote site, including the Pump and Run and 5K? And if so, just say yes, and fill out some questions there. Leave your feedback. That would be fantastic, Bob.
QSL, W8RWR.
And KD8ION.
I want to take.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Patrick, I was going to get to you before you signed up there, but throw me in on that Cap City anywhere you need me.
Will do. Remind me once it gets a little closer, but yeah, I'll let you know as soon as the sign up's up.
Thanks.
no further business or check-ins, I'm now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KD8RTP returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KD8RTP signing clear. Good evening and 73.